Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. We always have to keep you in suspenders, right? You don't know what the topic's going to be. And we will have a special guest coming on in the next segment, which Mike will introduce. We'll also want to be talking about what's going on in the NFL. Holy smokes, the Chiefs. What is that, 9-0 now? Mike?
I think it is. Yeah, they let's just say they won by the seat of their pants. Very disappointed. Very disappointed. Besides the Chiefs, how about those Lions? How about that Jared Goff? Pretty awesome.
Five interceptions.
but they won.
They won. Same thing with the 49ers. You know, I mean, it's like they really should have lost. You know, missing three field goals, and they just the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just kept blowing it. So very, very, very interesting times we live in.
And in 5 seconds, a sad day, because I know we're going to talk to our guest, Eric Housley, but both Jerry Faust, the Notre Dame coach, and John Robinson, the USC coach, passed away at the age of 89 on Monday on the same day. But two really – Robinson especially was a fabulous coach.
Yeah, for the for not only USC but also the Los Angeles Rams, right?
So I'm told.
All right. Yes. And I know Russell will be chiming in here pretty soon as well. All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to introduce our guest, Eric Housley. All right.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. And off air, I found out that our guest's name is pronounced Eric, not Arik. So I apologize for that. Mike, please introduce our guest.
Arik would be the Norwegian pronunciation, I believe. Yeah, and I don't know that he is, but I'm really happy to have our next guest on, and he is our special guest. His name is Eric Housley. He is first of all, I consider him a friend, and I'm going to tell you a little about his background. I know him. He is the owner of the Napa 1839 FC Football Club in Napa, California. Eric hails from Napa. I had the opportunity to get to know him a little bit because I worked with his brother, Adam Housley. We worked at KFTY Television in the San Francisco Bay Area. And then Adam went on to hit it pretty big with Fox News as a correspondent for many years. But so our paths crossed this way. But today is going to be not just a show about sports, but I really feel, and Edward and I talked about this could be a groundbreaking show. We're going to talk about what this our show is a sports business show. So we're going to talk about what is it like to be a small business owner of a semi-pro soccer team in the Napa Valley, which is part of a huge metropolitan area, the San Francisco Bay Area. So we're going to talk about that. Eric's team has great success, but on the flip side, we're going to talk about Eric's personal story, which Eric was blessed to have a daughter by the name of Elena. And Elena, well, besides Eric's daughter, he has a wonderful wife named Hannah and a son. Back in 2018, his daughter, Elena, was a freshman at Pepperdine University and was tragically killed in a mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. And I believe that was in November. And she was one of 12 souls that was unfortunately killed. And Eric's going to talk to us about a very profound subject. How do you, as a father, as a husband, as a brother, a friend, how do you deal with loss? How do you deal with grief? How do you deal with the unthinkable subject of losing a child? Eric, we have a lot to talk about. I know that's a mouthful I just opened up with, but listen, my friend, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. I think today you're going to be able to help thousands of people around this country, because this show goes around this great nation and around the world with our U.S. military. So, my friend, welcome. It's an honor to have you aboard.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks, Edward, for having me on. Yeah, Mike, you sold yourself short a little bit. You didn't tell them you were our game day announcer for a couple of years, right, for our live streams. And so you helped get us off the ground with those first games. Now at 1839, we get about 700-800 fans a game, beer and wine, food. It's a fun family event that we do in the community. So it's pretty fun to kind of get out there and do that and set, you know, soccer is different in the country. I grew up in Napa. I was the only white kid in class. It was all Hispanics and field workers. And so all I knew was the Mexican culture, which I love. And it's a big piece of who I am. I speak fluent Spanish. And yes. And it's something I wanted to do, because now you see soccer in the mainstream. You know, growing up, we're all closer to the same age than further. And it was all football, baseball, and then barely some basketball. And that's changed quite a bit with television rights and, you know, like being able to see games from all over the world. And it's the world's biggest sport. So it's fun to do that in our own community.
Let me ask you, where does the 1839 come from?
So Napa Valley 1839, we were sitting down and talking about what we wanted to name the team. And the whole point of 1839 was that was the roots that when George Yount planted the first grapevines in the Napa Valley. And the Napa Valley is what it is because of the wine industry. And so
isn't there a sign that Yountville, is that what it says, Yountville 1839, when you go to see the sign up there?
No, it's Napa Valley. It's just Napa Valley in general that people pull over on the side of the road and take a picture of. And actually, the font in our logo is the exact font that they use in that. 1839, yeah, nobody really knew that number until we started doing some research and, you know, because we were looking for something. And, you know, we tried to stay away from indigenous people's names and things because of how controversial that has become over the years, and, you know, rightfully so, right or wrong, it just was best to just stay from it. And then 1839, it was just kind of to say, hey, we are who we are because someone had vision, you know, 180 years ago. So
very cool.
And Eric, I don't think I'm doing you justice. Not only so you grew up in Apple, would you go to Vintage High School?
Yeah, went to Vintage High School, off to Pepperdine, studied abroad in Italy. That's kind of when I got the bug. I grew up always playing soccer, but I got the bug to watch the game because we went to a game in Florence, a team called Fiorentina, when this guy Gabriel Batistuta was the Diego Maradona of the time. And I just saw how amazing that atmosphere was. And it was fun. So that kind of got the bug in me about soccer and how cool it is outside the U.S. So that was
how'd you come to owning a soccer team?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of a serial entrepreneur. I have a grocery store, winery, restaurant, you name it. I was running the local youth programming, and my initial thought was I'd love for these kids. You know, kids like I grew up with and kids like my daughter and son were growing up with, to have something to kind of strive for and go like, man, if I try really hard, I mean, our kids in the U.S. could get up and watch Major League Baseball or football and go, oh, I want to play in the NFL someday. Right. You weren't seeing much of that in soccer, and then you had started to. So our thought was, well, shoot, if we can build something kind of really fun here in our community, then what's awesome is hopefully they, you know, shoot for the stars and hit the moon or whatever the phrase is that's kind of how it all began here.
Yeah, because Eric, as I mentioned, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you own a market, a winery. What's the name of your restaurant, by the way?
Del Posto. In Napa.
Okay, well, I can't wait to go there. That's a plug for your business. But you do so much. And then, oh, by the way, I think I'm going to own a soccer team. And I don't think people understand. I had the pleasure of doing your play-by-play. I got to see some behind-the-scenes things. But the amount of work that goes into running a soccer team from dealing with the players, the marketing, the advertising. I mean, this is not a big national brand. This is a local community, endeavor. And yet you're embracing it. You're going after it. And there's just so many variables, aren't there?
Well, and is it an adult team?
Yes.
Yeah. Usually when I say men, people look at me and I'm, I just turned 50 and I'm like, no, not old, chubby, fat guys. They're 19 to 29 years of age. Same as if they're a professional team. We have a couple of players that have played either in and around the professional ranks that are still kind of chasing the dream. Some of them that just, they played there, but they're still wanting a highest level soccer possible, but they know they have, a wife and kids. I mean, what people don't understand is professional soccer in the U.S., even to play in Division II, you can't even make a living wage for almost every player on the team. So imagine having a child and a spouse and, you can't even function. So you'd have to have a second job. So many of them just love the game. And so that's kind of how it all came about. And I have a couple of partners. They're great. I mean, people think, I've heard people over the years tell me, I wish I could own my own business and get paid to not work. And I start laughing.
Work twice as hard.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Eric, stay with us. We got to cut to our break here. Here's our first trivia question. How many states does Colorado border? And as a reminder to our guest, if you know the answer, don't say anything yet. We'll come right back. And let's see how many you can name. All right? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman, our special guest, Eric Housley. All right, our first trivia question, how many states does Colorado border? First, give me the number and then see how many you can name. Mike, what's your answer?
I was going to say, is it part of the Four Corners?
So your answer is?
It is.
Four.
Eric, what's your answer?
Go ahead.
Oh, I can't answer this because I'm looking at it on my computer right now. So
no, don't
cheating.
Do that.
It is part of the Four Corners, Mike, but that's not that's just the corners. That's not surrounding.
And Russ, do you? I know you're muted right now, but do you know the answer, or are you still muted? That's okay. Nope. Okay. Actually, the answer is seven.
Holy cow!
Yeah, and if you look, some of them are like. Just a little bit. Okay. Wyoming, Nebraska, yeah. Kansas, cool. Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. So if you look, I think Oklahoma's got that little tiny sliver panhandle that that borders it. That's probably the record, I would think. The record, the most with us. All right, Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest, please?
Yeah, happy to have on our show Sports Econ 101, coast to coast, border to border, and worldwide with our American Forces Network. My friend, Eric Housley, and Eric hails from the Napa Valley. He is an extraordinary guy, an entrepreneur, owns multiple businesses, and really it just has a great heart for people in life. And we're going to talk about a couple of things. One is the great game of soccer, which is a fun subject. And then we're going to talk a little bit about his loss of his daughter. And it's a subject that you're not going to talk about on sports talk radio, grief, tragedy. And it's not a fun subject, but it's a topic that needs to be talked about. And Eric will concur 100%. I mean, the world is a hurting place, and hopefully Eric is going to be able to bring some light and some hope to people that are going through difficulty in their lives. But before we talk about that, Eric, you mentioned you are the owner of Napa 1839 FC. Your players play for the love of the game. They don't really make it. This is kind of a side hustle, isn't it? They love the game. And, you know, I saw it firsthand. I see the care that you have for these players. Not only do you help them with jobs, but housing. There's so many elements that go into trying to put this team together, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. We've got players that come from around the world, and then we have a lot just in our area they're really trying to, you know, chase that dream. And it's fun to see the little kids, you know, like standing there after trying to get autographs. And for us in the Napa Valley, our closest major sporting event is about an hour and a half away. And then you add traffic and the cost and everything. It's nice to be 10 minutes from home and you can have a beer and the kids are running around, it's safe. And then you find yourself back home 10 minutes later. So that's kind of been our vision all along. We also have a women's team now for the last couple of years, which has been fun to watch the girls come out with the girl dads. And as a girl dad, it's fun to see that kind of relationship and those things happening in and around the field as well. It's been fun to do for our community, and we really enjoy it.
Well, you play your high school. You play your games where and what at a local high school, or where are you playing these days?
Yeah, currently we play at Justin Siena High School in Napa. We were originally playing at Memorial Stadium, which is awesome. But they wouldn't, they don't allow the beer and wine piece. So we found ourselves a good Catholic school that knows that we'll take care of the place, and we have security and everything to make it safe for everyone. So it allows beer and wine and food trucks, and we try to treat it like a professional event as best as possible, and go from there.
Yeah, and it's really important to paint a picture, because obviously this is radio, when you go to one of your games, and I think it's actually gotten much even, it's gotten greater, more fans are coming out to watch you play. It's really like going to a professional game. You got people beating the drums, the horns. You've got the green and white smoke because those are your colors. Paint a picture of what the atmosphere game day is like, because it's a lot of fun. It gets pretty electric, and I don't think people understand this.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because we've got the Green Army, which is a small group of people that show up, and they've got the drums and the megaphone and everything else. And after we score a goal, we've got smoke bombs going through the stadium and stuff. And but then we've got little kids running around with their friends, and we've got a mascot, Napa Snappa, which is an alligator, which we joke around as if it was as if there was an alligator that was indigenous to the Napa Valley area, which it's not true. But we always have fun telling random stories about Napa Snappa. Our coach, it came up because our coach is from England, and he said, "We need a mascot." And I said, "Okay." He goes, "Let's have Napa Snappa and have it a turtle." And I said, "Well, you can't get a jersey over the shell, so it's going to have to be an alligator." And we looked online, and the first one we saw was this collegiate alligator costume. And next thing we know, we've got Napa Snappa. So it was pretty cute. Fun. It's funny to watch the fans to tell us that look at us funny when they hear that we have an alligator and it's indigenous to Napa. They actually believe it for a little while. So
well, that's fine. Well, like the Florida Gators, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But. Listen, we'll talk a little bit more about soccer, but what is your hope with this team? I mean, what is the goal of having a pro, semi-pro soccer team in the Napa Valley? What do you hope to ultimately try to achieve?
You know, for us, it's community and what we do with it, but it's really the best thing we could ever see. Right now, we have a player that was just released as the captain from Quakes 2. He started with us when he was 15 years of age. So, you know, the thing that people don't understand is when you leave the United States, you know, Lionel Messi's not playing against other 12-year-olds when he's 12. He's playing against 14, 15, 16-year-olds. And so when you start getting to the age of 16, 17, 18, you should be playing against grown men who know how to play the game, the tactics, the understanding, and then that's when it is. It's not like it's the NFL where you're going out against men who are going to absolutely obliterate you, and that way you're having to play the tactical and technical piece of the game. So it's a way to try to say, hey, we'd love to see some of these kids get opportunities, and if they can use our platform to get them that little bit closer, then that's exactly what it is. You know, it's very much the Cape Cod League of baseball, right? It's the same kind of concepts that we're trying to do and create.
I think one of the beautiful things when you talk about platforms, not only do you you know, love the beautiful game. Soccer is known around the world as the beautiful game, but you're also trying to bring some beauty into the world. And that is via a tragic event that you and your wife, Hannah, and your son and your parents, your brother, you all endured back in 2018. Your lovely, beautiful daughter, Elena, was a freshman at Pepperdine University, and on one day in November, you got a call that's unthinkable, but your life literally changed forever. Tell us about that fateful day and how you're trying to bring some light and love into the world now.
You know, yeah, of course, it was the phone call that nobody wants to receive, right? I mean, and it's hard. I have a lot of friends that are military, retired, or active, and knowing that someone who had come out that was a veteran, that was really struggling, it was really one of those things where some have even looked at me almost like if it's their fault. And, you know, we all find ourselves, I mean, I have so much respect for the veterans, and I think what we've found is, and one of the things we do with Elena's Voice Foundation is we try to tell people, like, look, it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay when you're trying to be towards the end of your career, don't say the things that you want to say to get out, because those things, it's hard to get yourself back in if you find yourself with PTSD or things that you need support with, and it's a big fight to get back in. So we really realized that we were, you know, we're very blessed with, we went through something we call post-traumatic growth, which is kind of the opposite of PTSD. We, you know, nothing is promised in any day that we have. And as much as this pain came with us, we partly were very much enveloped by our communities, by the community here, by the soccer community, by, you know, the community down at Pepperdine and in Thousand Oaks, California, where the shooting happened. And I think that support, and well, we know that support and that those arms that were just wrapped around us immediately were what helped us get through such painful, dark times.
Gotcha. Tell you what, guys, let's cut to another break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Eric's story here. Second trivia question. What is the longest running primetime show in American history? All right. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com the answer to that question. What is the longest running primetime show in American history? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Michael McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Eric Housley. Second trivia question, what is the longest running primetime show in American history? Anyone?
Wheel of Fortune? Price is Right?
No, actually, ready? The Simpsons.
Are you kidding me?
Since it debuted in
1989.
Wow. That's funny. Hey, Ed, I got to tell you, I was busy looking during one point, and I think Colorado actually gets beat by Tennessee. It looks like they have eight.
Really?
Tennessee has eight. Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah, it looks it went through.
Yeah, I mean, our trivia question was how many states does Colorado border? But, I'll have to look that one up for Tennessee. All right, Mike.
There might be a different one, but.
Yeah, it could be. Want to reintroduce our guest?
Absolutely. Listen, I want to welcome into the Sports Econ 101 family here, Eric Housley. Eric is a great guy, has a lot of courage to come on our show today. He is a guy who grew up in Napa, California, and still hails from that area, loves that city, and has a brother and parents, and comes from a great family, and just a good human being, and the owner of the 1839 Napa Soccer FC Club. And I had the opportunity to get to know him as the play-by-play guy there, and as I mentioned, I worked with his brother Adam as a reporter in the Bay Area. But we were talking with Eric about a fateful day in November 2018 where he lost his beautiful daughter, Elena, and to an event that no parent should ever even have to even think about. But, it was a day that forever changed his life, his wife. You're dealing, Eric, with not only the tragedy of that event, but how do you process something like this? Because that processing obviously leads into grief, and grief is such a universal thing that the entire world goes through. How do you even explain that part? Because it's that's a heavy thing, and especially when it's your own daughter.
Yeah, Mike, I stood in front of a friend's house who had died from a tragic DUI accident. A man pulled onto the 80 freeway in the Bay Area and killed four people in a car. And the driver was a top baseball prospect at Cal. He was a first round draft pick. And the dad and the son were my close friend and my son's basketball teammate. He was my son's basketball coach. And then it was his brother-in-law and nephew. And they all died from this. And I stood in front of their house in November of 2017. And I was just weeping, thinking like, how are they standing here right now? And didn't understand it. And then, fast forward 12 months and it's me standing in front of, thousands of people speaking at a podium talking about loss and tragedy and such. And, you're surprised when the time comes of how much you can handle and how resilient we are as individuals. And it's pretty amazing to see it happen and to live it. And as you know, I wouldn't suggest anybody to have to live it if they don't have to, for obvious reasons. But I think, it really was our communities. I mean, for example, I'll give you an example on the soccer side. We had a game scheduled against Club America from Mexico on the Saturday that followed. And there were still fires and smoke in California and stuff going on. And I usually run the game day. I mean, I'm picking up trash after the games and all these things. And at the same time, The stadium got canceled. Justin Siena allowed us to jump in and use their stadium. And my whole team of people just took care of everything. Like, we showed up. They did a big balloon release. There was a special gift given to us for Elena in her honor from Club America, the team. I mean, just the whole experience was, the whole stadium was filled with teal t-shirts with Elena's voice on it. And so just seeing the way people came out and supported us was pretty astounding.
Yeah, Eric, I actually was your play-by-play guy. I was there that day, that evening. It was a profound event. It was an event that I'll never forget. The love that was surrounded you and your beautiful wife and your son and your family. It was an emotional day. It was a day that really, hopefully, for lack of a better word, you know, would start some type of healing. I don't know that you ever heal over an event like this. Time moves on, but you know, you live your life in a different way. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, these are scars, right? You never get rid of them. You carry them for the rest of your life. When I do my public speaking on grief and resilience, I talk about it a lot. And I was like, you know, grief is like a beach ball. You know, it's not so heavy you can't carry it with you, but you're going to carry it with you for the rest of your life. And that's, you know, that's how we find ourselves, you know, carrying this with us every day. And, you know, you never move on, you move forward. And it's a part of our story.
Yeah. Go ahead, Edward.
No, I was going to say, yeah, it's the whole thing is just really tough. I wanted to see if we could spend the last like 7 minutes talking about what's going on now. And if we need to bring Eric back to continue, that would be, you know, perfectly you know, welcome to do that. Let's ask Eric, what, if you don't mind, I know we were talking about some real serious stuff and I want to kind of shift over to like what's going on now.
Yeah.
Do you follow like what's going on in professional soccer now?
I do. I follow it fairly closely, in all the different levels, and as much as possible around the world.
And what are the odds you're going to get Lionel Messi to sign with you guys?
they're not good unless you or Mike give me a big, big loan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, man, Messi's down the road from me, so I'm in Florida right now. And you know what? He's really beloved. They love him here. He's a good guy. He's like, he goes out with the people and just talks to them. I knew a driver, I don't want to call him, not a limo driver, but just a driver that drove him and his wife and his kids from Miami to Jacksonville. And the driver was telling me he was fabulous. He was just a great guy. So I love sharing stories like that because it gives us some hope that these athletes are not just full of themselves and they are good people in our communities.
Yeah.
You know, we had the same incident out here our way with Steph Curry, my brother, and Tamara Noh, because my sister-in-law was in television too, Tamara Maury Housley, and they know Steph and Aisha. So they took my son to a game, and after, right before, I go, Alex, if you meet Steph, I don't need you to tell him about the 16 three-pointers you saw him shooting. He doesn't need his stats. Just be normal, because he wants to have a real conversation. And he said, he goes, okay. So after he calls me, he goes, I got to talk to him for like 5 minutes. And I go, what'd you talk to him about? He asked me about soccer. And he goes, basically he asked me like how long I played, and he's never really known much about the game, but he likes watching it sometimes. And he goes, we just talked about soccer for 5 minutes. And I go, well, there's your story. You know, you can see how human he really is in those incidents. And it's pretty awesome.
We got to figure before these guys get famous, they have to be like not famous. Now, you know, he was the Del Curry, his dad played in the NBA, but still, you know, they all have to start somewhere. Nobody starts out being famous, you know. Hey, Russ, do you want to pop in here? I know you're on mute right now. If you want to unmute, wanted to get your take on what's the latest sports information you want to talk about.
Here in the Bay Area, the big news is Klay Thompson returns to Golden State to play on Dallas against the Warriors. And some people are saying it's probably the biggest, like, post a Bay Area star coming back to the Bay Area. You'd say when the Joe Montana faced the 49ers, but that was in Kansas City. That game was in Kansas City. And he never, Joe Montana actually never played back in San Francisco once he left San Francisco. So this is the probably the biggest name of anyone that's ever returned back as far as like post-championship, you know, four titles. And it's part of that whole Emirates Cup thing, you know, also. It also is for that in-season tournament championship, which I don't think anyone, maybe other than the players, care about. But the Klay Thompson thing is a huge deal right now.
Was that the NBA Cup starts today? And Klay Thompson apparently is pretty mum on this situation. He's very quiet, doesn't seem to really show any emotion, or for that matter, he's not conveying that he even cares. Which is pretty interesting.
I don't know. Winning four championships, you know, you'd think that he'd feel the love.
Well, yeah, I think the fans are going to respect him quite a bit.
Yeah,
and I mean, people are not angry that he left, or, you know, especially because the Warriors are you know, have an incredible record right now. Yeah. So it's not like they're really hurting without him. And, you know, it's maybe one of those situations where somebody leaves a team. It's a great player, but makes another team better, and the team that's without him is able to improve too, because it's opened up, you know, spots for Podemski and Waters and Moody, and the, you know, not the kicker Moody, the Moses Moody, and yes, I know there's two different Moody's in town, and one has a better reputation than the other.
Russ, I'll give you an example. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to say is I'm good friends with Brandon Belt, and and he said when he left, he was willing to take half the salary to stay at the Giants, like he, or even significant. He just wanted one more year. And, you know, fortunately, he went to Toronto, and he actually did halfway decent for them.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there was no hard feelings against San Francisco. He wanted to stay. But, you know, it's also a business. So hopefully with Klay, it's similar. You know, he's so loved out here. You know, the Splash Brothers will always be the Splash Brothers. So it'll be fun to see him come back. I look forward to the game, too.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our last commercial break here. Before we do have a silly joke of the week. In a religious school cafeteria, a note in front of the apples read, "Only take one. God is watching." Further down the line was a pile of cookies. A little boy makes his own note, "Take all you want. God is watching the apples." I thought that was kind of cute. Okay, here's our trivia question. You like that one? Here's our trivia question. What color is the toilet paper in France? That's our trivia question. Kind of a fun one, huh? Email Edward.
That's a question? All right. I love it.
What color is the toilet paper in France? Come on, Mike. You got to know this, right? When's the last time you were in France?
Yeah. Vive la poupée.
La poupée, yes. All right. Eric, if you want to stay with us, we'll have our thoughts for the day and our little outro. And thank you, Eric Housley, for joining us and telling us your story and about owning a soccer team, too. That's pretty cool. All right, audience, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd, and our special guest, Eric Housley. All right, guys, the most important trivia question we have. What color is the toilet paper in France?
Blue?
No.
Purple.
Bordeaux?
Purple? No. Pink.
It's what? Pink.
Yeah.
I've been to France. Okay. I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember. I know. I've been to France, too. I don't remember that either. But I don't know. That, who knows? I don't know.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know where you can get these trivia questions. They just kind of pop out. All right. Are you guys ready for our thoughts for the day? Always, as Russell says. Okay. Why do they call it a TV set when there's only one? And why does caregiver and caretaker mean the same thing? Wait a minute, give, take, I don't get it. Mike, you're the brain. You're the brains of the family.
Caregiver, caretaker.
Caretaker is usually applied to like an address, like you're taking care of a house. Whereas a caregiver is somebody who gives stuff to.
Yes.
Oh, that's very, very smart. That's why Russell is an attorney, because he's the smart one.
Well, do you take?
I know how to parse words pretty easily.
You know, parse words, yeah. All right. Again, Eric Housley, thank you so much for joining us on Sports Econ 101. And audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Take care, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.